Hey, Jake, why don't you tell Grandma about what you did on your spring break?
Bad idea.
What?
Nothing. I just saw that they're moving the L.A. Gardening Exposition from the Shrine Auditorium to the Convention Center, which I think is a very bad idea.
Thanks for the update. Go ahead, Jake. Tell Grandma.
It was really cool.
Now, hang on a second, Jake. I'm not sure you understand how serious this gardening thing is. It's a really bad idea.
I get it. Bad idea. Go ahead, Jake.
I went camping with Grandma and Grandpa. We slept in a tent, we cooked on an open fire, and we went hiking, and we saw a bear.
You let him spend an entire vacation with his other grandparents, and I haven't even had him for one night?
Oh, bad idea.
This is unfair and unacceptable. From the moment that boy was born, Judith's parents squeezed me out of the picture and you let them.
Interesting point.
Excuse me, Mom, but when Jake was born, Judith's mother dropped everything and stayed with us for a month, cooking and cleaning and taking care of him.
Valid counterpoint.
Exactly. She's a pushy, pushy woman.
Personal opinion?
No, no, you went on a cruise.
But Judith was 2 days late, and I had non-refundable reservations, like it would have killed her to get a C-section.
Self-obsessed, psychotic rant.
Mom, are you listening to yourself?
Stupid question. Awkward silence.
You want to spend more time with your grandson? Spend more time with him. He's right here.
No. He goes to visit his other grandparents. He should come to visit me.
So you want to spend a week with him?
A week? Alan, I do have a life.
I'm confused. What exactly do you want?
The same quality time Jake spends with his other grandparents. But, you know, less. Tell you what, bring him to my place around 6-ish tonight. I'll make him dinner and we'll have a fun sleepover.
Gee, Mom, I don't know.
Well, why not? Are you afraid one night with me will irreparably damage him?
A little.
Excuse me, I didn't hear any complaints when I was raising you two.
Really, the teenage drinking and constant running away wasn't a slight tip off?
You're just a little drama queen, Charlie. And let's not forget, you always came back.
Kind of hard to find steady work when you're 9.
Whatever. My place. 6-ish.
Judith, I can't just leave him with you without discussing it with his mother.
Are you telling me you need to get your ex-wife's approval to let your own son spend time with your own mother?
He had a really bad lawyer.
You know what your problem is, Alan? You let women walk all over you. You get that from your father?
Well, nevertheless, I still have to clear it with Judith.
Well, fine. Call her.
Right now?
Well, why not? Unless you'd rather I make the call.
Probably not home. I'll just, I'll leave a message. That's, hi, Judith. Listen, it's Alan. Call me back when you get a chance. Hello? Oh, hi, Judith, you old call screener, you. Listen, I just wanted to run something past you. Jake was telling my mom about the fun time he had with your parents, and she thought... What do you mean, no? I haven't even asked yet. Oh, really? Well, I've got news for you, lady. You can't say no. She's his grandmother. Well, she may be that, too. But she's still his grandmother, and this is my weekend with him. Charlie and I turned out fine. We did, too. Look, he's going, and that's that. All right, then. Goodbye. It's settled. He'll be there at 6.
Thank you. Of course, it is rather short notice.
Mom!
Okay, fine. But don't get used to this. I'm not your full-time babysitter.
I played that wrong, didn't I?
No. You called Mom's bluff and you stood up to your ex-wife. You maintained your self-respect, and I'm proud of you.
Yeah, but what about Jake?
Oh, Jake. Jake's screwed.
This has been the greatest day of my life. Movies, laser tag, video arcade.
Well, that's good. I wanted today to be special.
How come?
Just because I love you.
I love you too, Dad. You know how people say you can't buy love? I think they're wrong.
You hold on to that sentiment.
So what's the plan for tonight? Is it going to be special too?
Oh, God, I can't watch this.
What?
Nothing. Oh, hey, here's $20.
Well, thanks.
You're going to spend tonight at Grandma's house.
Great. Wait, what?
You're going to have lots of fun. Right, Charlie?
This is the first I'm hearing of it, Jake.
I don't want to go to Grandma's. Here, take your money.
Come on, buddy. She loves you very much, and it's just for one night.
But we were having so much fun.
Think it through, Jake. Why were you having so much fun?
You tricked me.
Attaboy.
What'd I ever do to you?
It's not a punishment.
It's not a prize. I'm calling Mom.
No, calling Mom.
I know my rights. I get one phone call.
I've already told your mother.
She agreed?
She knows about it.
Uncle Charlie, can you get me out of this?
It depends. Are you willing to live in Mexico for a few years?
Si.
Jake, please, do it as a favor to your grandmother who loves you. For me, for Uncle Charlie, but most of all, for me.
What do I get?
What do you mean, what do you get? I spent a fortune on you today.
That was because you love me. Now you need me.
Oh, God, this is a great kid.
Okay, what do you want?
A motorized razor scooter, the new Dragon Ball Z game, an iPod mini, and not to go to Grandma's.
I'll give you 3 out of 4.
Okay, forget the iPod. This is the worst day of my life.
Come on. You're going to eat your dinner, watch some videos, play some games, and then you're going to go to bed. And we'll pick you up first thing tomorrow. Promise.
Your word means nothing to me.
Hey, give your dad a break. So he lied. You don't get the virgin to the volcano by telling her you're going to push her in.
Can't we just go home?
No, now, enough of this. I am the adult and you are the child.
And this is the volcano.
Now, you're going to go in there, you're going to behave yourself, and you're going to have a nice evening. Do we understand each other?
Yes.
Thank you. Now, ring the bell.
So exactly what time are you? Hey!
Boo!
Oh!
We've done a terrible thing.
Yeah. If only there was a magical liquid that could erase bad memories.
I am absolutely wrapped with guilt.
Alan, don't beat yourself up. You're a good dad who, in a moment of weakness, betrayed his only son. Oh, come on, he's not in any real danger.
Not physically, but you know as well as I do that Mom has the ability to say things that stick with you.
Yeah. Forever and ever. My favorite was, they must have mixed you up with another baby because I could never have given birth to such a hateful child. Who writes that on a fifth grader's birthday card?
How about, it's no wonder your father doesn't come home from work. If I could get out of here, I would too.
Did I ever tell you about the time I wrote my first jingle for a national commercial? Pepsi. I invited Mom over to watch the Primetime Network debut. For 30 seconds, 20 million people were listening to my music. And at the end, Mom turned to me and said, you couldn't get Coke to hire you?
Nice, but I can top it.
Go.
It's the day of my wedding, right? And she's sitting there crying, and I think it's because she's happy. Turns out it was because she was, and I quote, so relieved you finally found someone who could love you.
We gotta go get Jake.
You're right. Come on.
Great game, Jake.
He'll be fine.
Who?
Jake.
Oh, yeah, he'll be fine.
Who?
Jake.
He'll be fine.
Japanese style. Good Lord, are you picking your nose?
I had to. There's stuff in it.
And where were you planning to put it?
I really didn't have a plan.
Don't you dare wipe that on my furniture. And not on your clothes, either. What are you doing now?
Putting it back.
Here, just wipe your hands.
Why?
Because we are going to eat dinner, and you've been rooting around in your nostril.
It's okay. I don't eat with my hands. I use a fork.
Wipe your hands.
Okay.
Thank you. Has your mother or father ever taken you out for sushi before?
No, I don't like raw fish.
Well, have you ever had it?
No.
How do you know you don't like it, then?
It's an educated guess.
Well, why don't you just try it? Let's start with the tuna, shall we? Go.
That's not tuna.
Oh, yes, it is.
Nuh-uh, I've had tuna.
Jake, it's tuna. Now, why don't you just take a little bite? Here. You dip it in the soy sauce first. There you go. Now have a bite.
You know, there's a girl at school, Elizabeth Kurdzner, and her mom ate a whole bunch of sushi and had worms in it, and they grew in her stomach and crawled out of her eyes.
Oh, no, they didn't.
How do you know?
Just take a little bite.
Okay. Mmm! Pug! 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 It's gross! It tastes like worms!
Pug! Jake, stop spitting on my rug!
Where do you want me to spit?
Don't spit at all!
I gotta get the taste out!
Oh, look, have some ginger. No, Jake, that's wasabi!
What? Oh, you're trying to kill me!
Oh, Jane, no, that's an expensive pillow. Let him get me.
Okay, here.
I've just got to ask. Playing volleyball on the beach every day, don't you worry about melanoma?
Ellen, walk with me.
Be right back.
What? Listen closely. No man has ever gotten into a woman's pants chit-chatting about skin cancer.
You can't possibly know that.
Nevertheless, let's steer the conversation away from tumors, okay?
Okay. So, which one do you like?
One? Alan, God, in his infinite wisdom, has given us a big box of assorted chocolates, and you're just going to try one?
So, are you thinking, like, two?
I was thinking, like, nine. But we'll see what happens.
You're not serious.
His will be done.
What else do we have to eat?
You mean other than the $50 with the sushi and my carpet?
Yeah.
I don't suppose you'd eat squab.
No.
Do you even know what it is?
No, but it sounds pretty creepy. Squab.
Well, what would you eat?
Pretty much anything, except sushi and squab. Squab, squab. Squab, 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 squab.
Stop it.
Sorry. Squab.
Would you eat spaghetti?
I love spaghetti.
But great. Would you prefer vermicelli or linguine?
Spaghetti.
All right. What would you like on it? Puttanesca, bolognese, milanese, olive oil and truffles?
How about squab? I'm just kidding. Ketchup.
Of course.
And slice of hot dogs.
Unbelievable. My grandson is a hillbilly.
You know, I'm thinking we should move this party over to my place.
But we've been playing volleyball all day. We're all sweaty and sticky.
No problem. Me shower as Sue shower.
What?
I have a shower.
Good. You live alone?
Pretty much. Well, I let my brother stay with me, and he's got a kid, but he's at his grandmother's for the weekend.
That is so sweet.
Yeah, well, we're sweet people.
I was raised by my grandma. I called her Nana.
Is that so?
Yeah. I was raised by my grandma. I called her Nana.
Uh-huh.
Oh, yeah. She was a big influence on me. She raised me. I called her Nana.
Oh, Jake, what have we done to you?
Dinner, such as it is served. Jake? Where are you? Come into the dining room.
Squalor!
Ellen. Ellen, I'm worried about the kid.
What kid?
Your kid, our kid. I think we should go to Mom's and get him.
Oh, come on. He's fine. It's just for one night, which, by the way, is rapidly becoming one of the best nights of my life. And grind, and grind, and step, and turn.
Alan, Alan, please.
Oh, hey, if you're so worried, why don't you call there? And grind, and grind, and grind, and grind, and grind.
What's her number?
You don't have her on speed dial?
Hey, if I can't eat it, bang it, or bet on it, it's not in my phone.
It's ringing. And grind, and grind, and I'm a lucky boy.
Hello, Mom?
I can't talk to you now, Charlie. Get that out of your mouth. Are you an animal?
Mom? Hello? Hello?
And grind, and grind, and step, and step, and...
Whoa!
You don't understand, Charlie. It was a woman's volleyball team, and I could have been the volleyball.
Get your priorities straight, will you?
I've got my priorities straight. I've had a kid for 11 years, but I've never had group sex.
Alan, you didn't miss anything. It's an overrated male fantasy.
Really?
No, are you kidding?
He better be scarred for life.
Mom?
Oh, hello, boys.
What happened? Where's Jake?
I sent him up to take a bath. He had hot dogs and spaghetti in his hair.
Why would he have hot dogs and spaghetti in his hair?
Because he wouldn't eat squab. Squab.
Hey, what are you guys doing here?
We just wanted to see how things were going.
They're okay.
See? He's fine. Let's go back to the bar.
And take me with you.
Jake?
Yeah?
Did you turn the water off in the bathtub?
Say goodbye to Grandma.
Goodbye, Grandma.
Night, Mom.
Squab.
You realize that in one night, he did what we couldn't do in a lifetime.
He broke her.
Chewed her up and spit her out.
It was a beautiful thing.
to be truthful here, Alan. I always thought your kid was a little bit of a simpleton.
Me too.
But clearly, he is the chosen one.
Hey, guys, check it out. Pull my finger.
Okay.
And they shall call him Jake.
Squab. Men, 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 manly men, 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 men.